Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is a brand new day. Today is the 18th day in the month of December 2025. How great and mighty is our God. If you are grateful for a brand new day, I want you to just say word of thanksgiving to our Maker. God could have taken any decision because He is the Almighty, but He has decided in His mercy to preserve us. He has decided for us to see a brand new day by His mercy. Not because of anything we do right or wrong, but the Lord's mercy has been standing. Now I want us to just say, thank you, Jesus. Please accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says, don't take God for granted. Don't take God for granted. Our aim today is taken from Hymn 8, I Need Thee Every Hour. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Hebrews chapter 5 to chapter 8. And our memory verse is taken from John 15 verse 5, which says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. Our Bible reading is taken from Matthew chapter 10 from verse 28 to 33. Matthew chapter 10 from verse 28 to 33. From verse 28 it reads, do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside your Father's care. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered, so don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Whoever acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before others, I will disown before my Father in heaven. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, once again, our topic is don't take God for granted. Our manual reads, when I became the general overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, I decided that everyone who attends our annual convention would be fed by God during the conventions. I made a decision by faith as I was a pastor and did not have a secular job. I announced that everyone would be fed twice daily during conventions, and I showed them 1 Kings chapter 17 from verse 4 to 6, where God fed Elijah twice daily. One of the young men in the church, a baker, volunteered to provide us with the bread for breakfast during our conventions, and he did this consistently for some years. One year, however, he decided that he would stop supplying bread because he didn't like one of the sermons I had preached, and he didn't inform me of his decision. During one of the morning sessions that year, we sang and praised God until around 11 a.m. as we waited for bread to arrive. However, no bread was supplied. Around noon, I sent for him and asked, what happened? Did the vehicles bringing the bread break down on the way here? He said no. Then I asked him what the problem was, and he replied, I'm not bringing bread anymore. Immediately I sent for my wife and asked, how much do we have for the evening meal? We gathered the money together and bought bread for breakfast. Somehow God helped us to overcome the situation. Years later, I woke up one morning and saw the young baker in front of my house. I asked him, what can I do for you? "You are here very early," he replied. "I could have come earlier, but I discovered that one of my car tires was flat." I asked him, "What about the spare tire?" He said that he had none. This was a man who used to have at least 14 cars. Beloved, don't think that you can take God for granted because he is doing some great things through you now. Don't think that he cannot do without you. In contrast, it is you who cannot do without him and will be nothing without him. As we see in today's memory verse, only foolish people will take the people in power in their country for granted. Therefore, imagine taking the two who is in control of the entire universe, like we see in Colossians chapter 1 from verse 16 to 17, for granted. God is way bigger than you. So if you have been taking him for granted in any way, or you have been honoring him, or you have not been honoring him as you should, repent now. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, don't ever take God for granted. You are nothing without him. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to someone today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisefather.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio stations through on www.praisefather.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for each other day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed and have a beautiful day today. Bye-bye.